32 in Hebrew, Passover, Bruchet, Exile and Redemption, Harmony between Religion and the Law of Development or Blind Faith. And among these nations you shall have no repose. And that which comes into your mind shall not be at all. In that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of countries. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul. This can be examined by studying providence, and the verse which states about us, the Torah is true, and all its words are true, and woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is chance and blind faith. This has but one cure to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah.
Questions until here? Did you hear what is written or not? Yuda didn't. Who else didn't? Why not? The Hebrew is difficult? Whose phone rang? So go out and that's it. We used to have such a decision. What's happening now? Who comes on Shabbat here with a phone? Should be ashamed. Please read again.
Again, exile and redemption, harmony between religion and the law of development or blind faith. And among these nations you shall have no repose, and that which comes into your mind shall not be at all. In that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the countries. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them.
As much as we roam around the world for thousands of years, we can't integrate with the rest of the nations. What happened to every other nation? And without any problem, they got mixed up and assimilated. We don't even remember where the Romans are, the ancient Greeks, where they are. Nothing. All of these nations from the nation of Israel is just incapable. It's like oil and water. One goes with the other, but it still remains. Why? Well, we understand that it's because he has an historical role that he must realize. So what does he say?
Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God. And you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul.
In other words, the Creator is holding us on a short thread, and he's not going to let us escape.
This can be examined by studying providence. and the verse which states about us, the Torah is true, and all its words are true, and woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us, that it is chance and blind faith. This has but one cure, to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah.
Until we will learn the laws from here until the end of creation, and we'll see that this is the providence that acts upon us, and we have nowhere to escape to. We're in a very thin corridor, and we have only the option of going towards the goal and realizing it in every step, and that's how we'll attain it. And a step forward or backwards, there will immediately invite a force that will put us back on track. Is that clear?
What happened to the 10 tribes? They were assimilated within the nations.
They didn't. All of these 10 tribes, you'll see soon, they will come back to the land of Israel. That's what's written in the book of Zohar. When we will be ready to receive them. You'll see, and suddenly you'll see that it's clean, as if you sent them to some resort, and now they're coming back. Then we'll talk, and you'll say that I'm right. More. Yes.
What does it mean to bring upon us the troubles?
That if we aren't going along the path, along this corridor in a proper way, then we're bringing upon us these troubles, that they hit us from right or left in order to direct us towards the goal. So we're bringing upon ourselves these troubles. No one else is to blame. We govern everything. I govern Hitler, Stalin, Ford, every single one of these haters and their rising. I, with my very own hands, do this. I build them and I govern them. Yes?
He says that the remedy is for us to bring back the trouble so that we'll be able to observe and understand that it is purposeful. What does it mean?
Yes, it means that all of the troubles that come to me is as a result of me not going directly towards the goal. My actions that aren't towards the goal, they invite upon me a force of correction which corrects my path. It's not clear. You're a technical person, you don't get it, how it needs to work. That's how it is. That's it. It's like in all the systems of navigation. That's the way it works. Is that clear? Yes.
Why does it have to be this way? There was no choice here. This is something that was forced on the people of Israel?
Yes.
On whose behalf?
Him.
Who is he?
Him, the upper force that's in front of you. He created you for a special role.
I didn't have a freedom of choice.
No, not at all.
It was decided that the period of Israel would be like this period.
Yes, exactly.
But why?
It says the Creator has chosen you.
And in fact, we have no freedom of choice.
Which person does have freedom of choice? Go to a person on the street. Every person of the nations of the world, they have freedom of choice?
They don't, but they're assimilated. But I cannot be assimilated. I have to keep it.
Yes, you have to, because he gave you such qualities that you must do a certain role. So,
but it's not that I exist. Also, I have to do it suffering as well.
Why in suffering? Don't do it in suffering. Mister, do it not in suffering. He's giving you all the options. You're choosing suffering.
Why do I choose suffering?
because you don't want to do what needs to be done. The commandments are very, very direct. Direct and straight. Straight is the path of the Creator. Pass it to Chanoch, your friend.
You said that the people of Israel and the world, it's like oil and water. They do not connect. Israel, when they go to Egypt, they're supposed to take their vessels.
Desires to receive.
If it's oil and water, then how do they attach for themselves vessels from the nations of the world?
In order to be above these vessels, otherwise they cannot rise.
This is why, but how do they attach the vessels from the nations of the world if these are two opposite qualities?
It doesn't matter. Israel are also a will to receive, but they have a point in the heart. The will to receive grows by them being in Egypt. And before they went to Egypt, all in all, they were in nothing in Golgotha, in name only. The time of the forefathers, Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that's it. When they went to Egypt, they left there with a great treasure.
How do Israel attach the vessels of the Egyptians between them? What is the connection?
The connection is simple, that Israel too have a small will to receive because they were under the control of Egypt. They absorbed all of the vessels of the Egyptians to themselves. Yes, that's how it is. We see today too, Israel that are going around the world, they're entering every single nation, and they're absorbing from every single nation. They're becoming more successful than the nation itself. Look what's happening in Ukraine, which is a known anti-Semitic country. They might have a president which is Jewish. And look what happens everywhere in the world. Why aren't you asking about that? And Moses did the same trick in Egypt. The Jews always twist the world on their little finger. This is the nations of the world being just, having a just claim. The only problem is that their claim is a claim, but it's the plan of creation. That's how it will eventually be. That they will take all of the desires, they will rise above these desires with a desire to bestow, and then they will hand it out to the entire world, to the nations of the world. That is the work of Israel, to pull from the world, to absorb from all of the world their desires, to increase their own will to receive, and upon that the will to bestow. And then from that will to bestow, that they're cooking up inside of them, that it will be upon this will to receive that they will get from the entire world, then the will to bestow will be large in governing the will to bestow, and that desire to bestow is what they're passing on to the whole world. That's their job. It's not easy, it's hard work. But meanwhile, we only see one part of that, that we are built to absorb the will to receive from the entire world and to succeed with these desires more than any other nation does. That's it. You'll see how that will be revealed. Every place in the world that there is a composer that is composing French songs, completely French songs. You'll see that it's a Jew who writes books which are, it's a pure English book, a Jew, and so on. What does this come from? It's in order to absorb the will to receive and then to place upon it, to govern it with the will to bestow. That's according to the correction of the world. That's the way it should be. Yes?
If it's like oil and water, why do Israel have to be in the land of Israel and they don't have to be in the nations of the world?
They should be in the nations of the world. And they should be in the nations of the world as long as they need to absorb from the integrating with the nations of the world everything they have, and then when they go back to the nation of Israel, that's called the Kibbutz Galuyot, the gathering from the different ends of the world. And
this gathering of exiles, what does it do in this process? How does it refine it?
By the people of Israel being in the land of Israel, there will be a connection like between a root and the branch. That the corporeal branch will connect with a spiritual root. There needs to be this replica and connection between the branch and root on every single level. Mister?
And we should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in Providence, a far more rapid, see two ways, the article, two ways, the freedom.
You should
see the article, two ways in the freedom. A far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah.
Meaning, because we eventually need to be included from the entire world to bestow our will, to bestow that we've absorbed back to the entire world, and by that to bring everyone to connection, right? That is why we developed prior to it.
And because they would not do it, but wish to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lo lishma, not for a sake, this developed the ruin of the first temple. Since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as other nations. But because the Torah prohibits it, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as selfishness demanded of them. And because they did that, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the king and the selfish officers, and some followed the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin.
That clear? Questions? Yes.
What's the difference between a Jew and an Israeli, Jehuda and Israel?
Between the tribes?
No, in spirituality. What's the difference between a Jew and Israeli?
There are differences in their role regarding the general connection. You have 12 qualities in connection to a single kli. Every quality needs to work for everyone. This stems from the 13 corrections of Tikna. But that's ahead of us. It doesn't bother us in any way now. More?
What did the nations of the world gain from the correction of Israel?
The nations of Israel will gain the correction itself from Israel reaching correction. You asked, I answered. That's it. Without Israel, without Galgalta Enayim, the nations of the world, which are the general Achap, cannot reach correction. Yes.
It says here, some followed the kings, some and the selfish officers, and some followed the prophets. Why some and not part of them?
The world will be divided into two. One, those that follow Kabbalists, and two, those that follow the religious.
But why the word some? It wasn't just some. It was much more than that.
Doesn't matter, part to here and part to there. That's the language. Okay? Yes.
If some follow the Kabbalists, so why the temple was ruined? Why couldn't they...
There is no slight, no partial in spirituality. This, well, in short, it can't be partial. It either exists in full or it shatters. You can then do something partial, but that there is no partial in spirituality. You were already in Mochin Dechaya. You couldn't attain it. It shatters. That's it.
The power of the Kli faded away.
The vessel shattered. It didn't fade away. It shattered. That's it. It doesn't exist. The vessel that was on the degree of Mochin Dechaya shattered. The Masach disappeared. Now you need to build a different Kli. So you can say it shattered, fine, but what is the shattering? Say that the shattering is a purification, but purification by shattering and not by he himself deciding what degree he's now going to descend to. That is why after the exile, when he absorbs the new desires, and he establishes himself on a new degree with new requirements, not like there were before, on a level of understanding, of recognition, of awareness, as much as he had before that Rishimot from the first temple, and to the extent that he can now build a Partsuf, which is called a second temple, to that extent he enters the structure, this new structure, which is called Partsuf in Mochin of Neshama. It was Neshama in Mochin of Chaya in the first temple. In the second temple, the Neshama is in Mochin of Neshama, and that is how it advances. Meaning, of course, there a lot of the Creator's work disappeared in the height of Mochin of Chaya. The fact that it's written there that there were the Urim, Tumim, all these things in the temple, but nevertheless there were additional symbols of bestowal, meaning identification with the Creator. So that there still was that there. But it was already something else completely. All that period of time until the destruction of the Second Temple, from leaving Babylon, which is another 500 years about, or how much, that time is the time of darkness. You could see, you could feel that everything is going to end. Yes.
And after the ruin of the second temple, there was a complete detachment, or?
Complete detachment, except for people that were still connected to spirituality, but it wasn't on the level of the temples. Well, let's say they had some kind of connection with the upper force individually. Kabbalists, like the group of Rabbi Shimon, they were after the shattering, and more and more. And then, throughout generations, all of the great Kabbalists in every generation, and there were many Kabbalists who had spiritual attainment, in the first generations especially. There were also periods of time there, after the destruction. And in those times, there were many Kabbalists. Until the ascent, until the deterioration of the generations, until the time of the Ari, and from the Ari onwards, it started again to awaken, the situation started awakening through the Baal Shem Tov and so on. Okay? What, Rami?
What Israel have to bring the world to the nations of the world?
Correction.
What does it mean? What is the correction?
The correction is the force of connection.
When Joseph told his brothers about Bistol and the work of the Creator, they wanted to kill him, and they compromised in selling him to the Ismailis. What will happen when Bnei Baruch will tell 7 billion people who work for money and honor that they need to be corrected, reach the quality of Bistol and love? What is expected to happen?
Not be sold. So, who did they sell them to? Who did they sell Joseph to? To the Ismailites, to the Bedouins, to the Arabs. Fine. That's it. There's a buyer.
When I happen to talk to a person who is concerns himself like how we used to be,
really?
And I tell him a little bit about Kabbalah and that there's a meaning to life.
To who?
To the former me, yeah. Usually people don't like hearing it. It's like you're robbing their pleasure from life. You disturb him. You come and put all these questions into his mind. What is the purpose of life? He lives, he enjoys, and you make him suffer.
We don't have time. What are you trying to say? You're stealing time from everyone.
I'm trying to understand what is it that we have to give to people, external people.
Knowledge on the correction of the world and this role that Israel are committed to, what the nations of the world need to receive from them, and what the end of it is.
And what do the nations of the world need to receive from the people of Israel? I don't understand.
The force of connection. If we don't unite, we will all die. And they will feel that when we will be ready to give that to them, they will also be ready to receive it from us. Let's go. No, Shamir, just quickly.
You know that the Jews in the world, you know, when we are talking about them, they don't really think about giving it the wisdom of Torah or Kabbalah. And the question is, Rav, that and they want to move to Israel because it talks that all the Jews have to come. My question is, Rav, that if we are talking that the Jews have to give the light to the world, why was Israel formed in the first place? Why we have this land itself? They should have just been there.
Where there?
Why do we need a state for a place for Jews?
We need a place for Jews in the land of Israel, for the people of Israel, and from here to make the correction of the world, period, as a root and branch. What, you didn't hear about that? What else can I say? That's how it needs to be. I have nothing else to add to that. And the Jews that come here, they're compelled to do that, especially.
There's a question from New York.
New York. Да, Рав, ранее вы сказали, что мы продвигаемся или внутренними ударами.
You said before that we advance through inner blows or external blows. Can you give an example for inner blows? External blows, I understand what it means, but what are inner blows? And you also said that all the commandments are for the remembrance of the Exodus. What is this? What are these actions? Remembrance.
All of the corrections are on the will to receive that we took from Egypt when they took vessels from Pharaoh. We left there. allegorically speaking, and we're correcting these vessels in order to bestow. That is why all of the corrections are on what? On the desires that we've seemingly taken from the Egyptians, from Pharaoh. That's why it's called the remembrance of the Exodus. And you have no correction, but only for the kli that is from Egypt. The will to receive itself is entirely from Egypt. That's it.
He was also asking about inner blows.
Go on.
In the second temple, it was even more conspicuous, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed by unvirtuous disciples, headed by Tzadok and Baitos. Their mutiny against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma for her sake.
Listen to what he's saying here. The entire problem for the destruction of the second temple is that the students even that were studying, that were on a spiritual degree, they stopped seeing that Lishma for the Creator's sake is the goal, meaning that bestowing in a clean manner, in a concise manner, that is the goal, above any corporeal goal. That was the battle in the second temple. In the first temple, it was only on the height of bestowal, but there was no question about bestowal itself, about Lishma for the Creator's sake. On the second temple, it was already, do we need to bestow or don't we? It's enough not to bestow. It's enough just to be like this. That is the destruction. That is the matter of the students of Rabbi Akiva who died from the plague.
As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words, because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this corrupt kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers pursuing selfish desires, unlike the path of Torah.
The path of Torah being Lishma, for the Creator's sake, in order to bestow only.
And they fought the Purushim and brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised by the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
That's how it all ended. And the wisdom of Kabbalah was concealed. Rabbi Shimon and his students escaped from everyone and hid. And the book of Zohar that they wrote was hidden, was concealed, and from then until this day, it exists in mystery. And all the rest, those that flourished at that time through their own selfishness, until this day, are flourishing. It's clear, right? What? The difference is simple. Connection, yes or no, because in connection bestowal is expressed. Is connection the upper value of society or not? Or whatever you want, but nothing other than connection. You can see that immediately. You'll see immediately what society is. Is it sacred? Is it holy or not? Yes.
What is the advice of the sages to make peace with the imperials?
And those that didn't want to make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised by the Torah, meaning that gradually, while we are in different states, in order to bestow, in order to receive, in the middle in some way, but we all understand that the goal is to reach Lishma. It doesn't matter in what states we are. Less egoistic, more egoistic. But we all identify, we all recognize that reaching Lishma in order to bestow in our entire vessels upon all of our desires, that is the goal. That is the goal. That's it. However, if you take this goal and say, there is no such goal, there is no such goal. Lishma? Oh, Lishma, that's something else. Lishma is whoever studies Torah. That is called Lishma. That's it. A 15-year-old kid, if he studies Torah, that's considered that he learned Lishma. Otherwise, what? Of course it's Lishma. You understand? That's how it's accepted. So you're erasing the truth, the goal, and then you have nothing left of from that building of the Torah of truth. Is that clear? Yes, Dior.
You said that the highly value of society should be connection.
Connection? Connection is an examination. Is the society going towards Lishma, to connection with the Creator? Or has it taken upon itself all these different rules and it's cooking up in them without any purpose? Let it be another 10,000 years. We don't mind. We're doing something. Meaning we're bluffing, we're in this lie without any benefit. Also, according to their understanding, after a person dies, he gets heaven. What has the death of this body, of this donkey, how is that related to receiving heaven or not receiving heaven? There is no difference. It says you shall see your world in your life. Why do you need to die for that? That is really the accepted opinion in the entire nation and even the entire world, and it's a complete lie. What has this biological body, when it ceases to exist, how does that influence my desire? I can understand that I get rid of my bodily desires, but what about the rest of them? There's no difference. You reveal your world now. You now need to reveal it. Don't wait for your death. Yes.
Out of this perception of Kabbalists of connection, I want to ask a question about our daily life in Israel after the election. There are voices who speak, who suggest let's have unity, united government, to those two blocks connecting together, and it will bring a lot of good to the people. How do we relate to it?
I don't know. You need to look into it. You need to discuss it. I have no data. I can't say.
No, without any information, but
for unity, of course I'm for unity. In general, I'm always for unity, all of the nation, with all of the political parties, to all be together as one. That's much closer to the Creator. So if everyone comes and connects around the idea to be as one, then I sign for that.
And we as an organization should interfere and do something in this direction?
No.
Why?
Because it's politics. I don't want to be involved in politics. I only want to be related to a social process. I don't want to be connected to this government or connected to this division to 50 different parties. I don't want to be connected to that. But to connection, yes.
We wrote an article, we published it in the newspaper and also on Facebook. The elected first prime minister, his assignment is to connect the people. So obviously the platform here, it's not a platform. We relate to something politics.
It's not political.
But we come from social point of view, so why not to try and
what?
Cry out loudly this voice of ours?
Go ahead, publish it. Is there a wider dissemination stream than the newspaper.
But in practice, to connect it to a unity government.
No, that's already politics. That I resist. Because then we're immediately related to these narrow paths. No, I don't want that. If you're asking what my social agenda is, connection, that's it. Nothing more than that. Now, if you're saying who will lead the connection, that I'm not related to that. Of course, neither of them. Who? From Bibi to Tzipi, I don't care who. From Bogi to whoever's there, I don't care about any of them. But there has to be connection as a general consensus of the nation. That's it. Why? Because that's what Kabbalists advise. That's the software that's embedded in nature. That's it. If it was like that, then of course I would. Well, I always say that I support this. In that same letter that I wrote to the Prime Minister. But again, it's a social matter, not a political matter. The fact that it's then related to politics, then what can you do? Today everything is like that. Everything you get into, you get immediately dirtied. Okay. Are we continuing the article? Yes? Go on.
No.
Well, yes.
I want to go back to after the Second Temple. Why part of the Jews did remain in externality? Why not gradually more of the people became secular and completely disconnected from externality? Why is it always there?
It's a matter of the sparks. That these sparks, when they fall to the shattered vessels, they revive them. So in each and every one there are sparks. And when they went to exile, it is considered that through integration with the nations of the world, there was this shattering, this descent, and through that they became part of the nations of the world. And then that's why also in the nations of the world, you have people that are related to attainment of the upper force, the spiritual work. So in those it's more, in those it's less. There is a matter of degrees here until to the extent that the vessels fall, and they fall gradually from above downwards in shattering, and also those that were higher fall lower. And those that were lower, they fall less than everyone else. Whoever belonged to Malchut before the shattering now belongs to Keter. Whoever belonged to Keter before shattering, it fell to the Malchut, to the shattered Pertsuf. It's an inverse value.
That explains why part of the nation is secular and why part of it is religious?
No, part of the nation is secular and part is religious because there is also a certain illumination from the light that shines on the shattered vessels. Those that have the spark within them speaking, they're drawn to Lishma, to searching for the purpose of life. Those that don't have this spark, but they're in a general illumination, then this general illumination holds them, for the meantime, in some kind of relation to keeping the mitzvot, what they call the mitzvot, in order to receive. In order to bestow the masach, everything disappeared, and what remains is in order to bestow. And that's what they have. That is the common Judaism.
What holds them in this common Judaism?
Reward. Then there was a reward in order to bestow. Now it's the reward in order to receive. What do you mean, what holds them? In the will to receive. What holds it? Fulfillment.
Ken? Again? Or?
More?
No.
האם אי פעם ולו לרגע Will ever the nations of the world will understand how wrong they are and they will regret it? Instead of hearing and do, they will do and hear? And will Israel be ready then to give up their key?
What imaginations do you have? Learn what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. I don't even want to get into these scrutinies. It's completely wrong assumptions. Go on.
Can I ask about the unity that we speak of in the nation? The way I see things, they speak of a unity government, but it is felt that they're trying to make a small group, and
these are sale, inner deals between all these machers in there in the government. These want to profit like this, these want to profit like that. What unity, what nation? No one there cares about the people or about anything, only about the chairs, and the higher chair the better. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. They can't behave otherwise. Otherwise, they first of all wouldn't be there. Because in that pyramid there, the greatest egoists reach that. And that is why they behave that way. But what unity of the people? They call themselves that way, it's clear. They will sell the people and they will sell unity and they don't care about a thing. We see that. I remember that I came to Israel. There were two serious political parties, Avoda and Likud. Those were the two. There was a time that the Avoda party was in the lead and they wanted this and this and that, and the Likud wanted this and this and this and that. Then there was a change of leadership, and whatever the Avoda wanted before, then Likud wanted, and what Likud wanted before, then the Avoda wanted. So agree between yourselves. No, not at all, they can't. Everything changes. Like they have no principles. That's how it is.
I'm asking about the opportunity to explain. Can we explain that true unity is when you care for everyone and not for those who received the most voices, mandates?
You won't be able to dream of any serious change in the nation if you don't first spread the knowledge and the method for the correction of the people. That's it. The correction of the people, meaning the method of correction. If you won't have that, then nothing will help. You can play with all of these political parties, like with cards, and there will be no change.
The method of correction, in order to show them the purpose, the goal, or as a means, it's not clear why first this and then you will be able to.
So they'll know why they're alive, what goal they need to reach, what's important, what's not important. How else can you?
So it's not necessarily the point where they are right now, but the goal, and from there,
you need to publish, to spread to them the meaning, the purpose of life. You need to convince them that that is the goal we need to reach, and on the way to that we do attain the goodness, because we connect to the source of goodness. There isn't faith here, like, and that is how you bring them to understanding correction, and then after that you connect the people, and that is the most important thing. That's it. Only dissemination. Okay. What?
About the promise of religious, which says that you have to invest, study, and you will be rewarded in heaven after you die. The wisdom of Kabbalah says you will receive your reward while living. So it's supposed to be more attractive.
It's completely different. The reward in the wisdom of Kabbalah is that you'll have the chance to bestow to everyone. So there's no difference between this world and the next world because you want to receive that reward, the ability to bestow.
And it's an infinite happiness if I will be able to bestow. Suppose you suggest it to the world.
The package is called infinite happiness, yes. Well,
it seems as if there is a very attractive product to... Why wait till you die? You can be happy here in this world while living.
They'll come here, take one look at you and be totally convinced.
I think perhaps we're a bit too shy. It does so good to people.
That's not us, but other circles. That's how they pull people. And they say, look how we have a good life. The Creator is with us. Everything is with us. We have a feeling of heaven. Everything is guaranteed for us. With every action, I feel that another mitzvah, I make more and more and more. The motor is working, and every penny add up to a big, large amount. So, how can you compete with that? There it's felt in the ego that keeps growing, and it's certain that it's awaiting it. And here, you're a poor thing. What can you do?
I look at people in the world, I don't think that we're so poor and miserable.
Because they're not religious. I'm talking about people that are...
To start with, we don't turn to religious people, we turn to unreligious people. There is something about this community, the World Kli, in the convention, that is very appealing. It is better life, my life. After I came to the Wisdom Kabbalah, yeah, I have problems, but they're much better than the way they used to be before. And I think many people feel the same way as I do.
Maybe, I don't know. When I look at you, I don't see... Okay, guys. In short, Egypt. We're in preparation for Passover. Within these 2 weeks, we need to really, really be included full on. Now that's it. Need to feel him. To absorb him. It's a must. It will push us forward in understanding, in feeling, in inner construction. There's no choice. Okay, Itzik, what do you want today? Go on.
I want to ask about the quality of Israel, the quality itself. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where, in Israel or exile. Why is there always a dispute, a conflict in the quality itself, disagreement?
This stems from the fact that every person is Israel. In Israel is included of a part called a will to receive, a large one, an amplified one, and a part, a godly part from above as well. And these two forces are opposite. That's why he's constantly in this split. He says, this is one synagogue I go to, and this is another synagogue I built in order to not go to. Well,
it's very interesting. Also during the days of the temple, always.
It's from nature. It's from the point of creation, it's that way. And in the nation of the world, it's not. It's only a will to receive. Understand how good it is. Having a good life, everything's fine, everything's calm. All of the Jews are in lack of inner connection constantly. It's not enough and they're not happy and so on and so forth. It stems from the two forms of nature in each one. Yes. Poor nation. At least if there was the next, you know, the next life or the next world, then at least it would be something. But even that, there isn't. Nothing. Yes, Moshe.
I want to ask for the sake of explanation. If in the campus, if I understand it correctly, can we say that Judaism, as we understand it today, started after coming back from the exile in Babylon when they started studying Torah, or only after the ruin of the second temple it started?
What Judaism are you referring to?
That's also a question, because Judaism went through many changes. The Judaism we know today,
it was stabilized, well, until the Second Temple. There weren't even not books nor prayers. Each one was also synagogues, there weren't. Each one seemingly individually connected. It was still a connection with the upper force. It was an inner connection.
So how was Judaism in those few hundred years? How was it like?
After Babylon and before the destruction of the Second Temple?
Yeah. There were commandments or rituals already?
No, there were commandments, but such commandments that they felt internally that they don't want to do them in order to receive, but only in order to bestow. They slowly got off that. There was a transition in every person and in the society and in the people in different forms. There was a battle on Lishma. Should you do it Lishma for the Creator's sake or not? Is it compulsory or not? And some said that it's not. We'll do it to the extent that we can do it. Meaning in order to receive. So I do it, I do it. So I'll do things in corporeality. Is that enough? It's enough. And then this whole thing developed more.
So they observed mitzvot, but they did it in order to receive, and some did it in order to bestow.
Yes. Those that did it in order to receive, they gradually did it in corporeality. And those that did it in order to bestow, lishma, they did it in spirituality.
And those are the tzedokim, and the others are the pushim, right? And why does it say that the pushim is more the people and the tzedokim was more the officers? Is it related to the fact they were rich or not?
The shattering was done in advance from the higher levels of the people. Like we read about the high priest on Yom Kippur.
So can it be said that Judaism as we know it today started after the ruin of the Second Temple?
Judaism started after the destruction, the current form of Judaism. Yes? What can you do?
Can I ask something else about what Shai asked? I keep asking the same question myself. I'm trying to understand, why do we disseminate very little through a good explanation?
Is it my responsibility how you disseminate?
No, you're not responsible for it, but still, I'm trying to understand.
You can't come to a person and when you have nothing to sell him other than a remedy to his troubles. What can you benefit him with? What, with winning the lottery? What can you come to him with? With what can you seduce him?
Life after death, for example. Everybody sells that. Only we sell it for cheaper.
We say that life is only before death. After death, there is no life. What do you mean, life after death?
Quite the contrary. You can live forever in this world, even. Just study for a few decades, and that's it.
So what will you say to a person? That I recommend to you now to reach good life. Yes?
Yes.
He'll say, I'm having a good life anyway. What do you want me to do? In order to reach a good life. What? To study in the morning at 3 a.m. to do something else? You have nothing to seduce him with. You have nothing. We have nothing that we can do only through the troubles they experience. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And then the Creator goes with that and helps us. We only need to go together with that. The will to receive, you can't do a thing with it. But to say good things, to the extent that we can manage, govern the country, the world, through the connection between us, to do good to the children, good to the family, that is a perfect means.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fine. To the extent a person rejects this, it's possible that it will pull him. It's a key to a good life, so there's no choice. Let's do it. Well,
the question is asking, so what am I supposed to do? I can't tell him that you need to study a few hours a day for that.
No, but you need to listen to our talks on the internet, for example, in all languages that you want. Talks about how we reach peace between us and what we attain from that peace.
But still, someone has to learn.
To hear, of course, and how else? Otherwise, he's not a person. What will you do? What will you say? You'll train him like an animal.
ודבר אלינו במצוותיך